Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
So thanks for sending jokes in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Good or bad, we randomly select from the jokes sent in, and someone wins a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. If you get the majority of votes on our little voting here, you'll also win the mug. So let's see who had the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. Here's the moment I realized I wasn't as smart as I thought. Someone told me they have the same name as me, and I said, really? What's your name? Here's joke of the week number two. My cousin's doctor got arrested the other day. He went in for a vasectomy, but the doctor accidentally cut his leg.
That's a crime?
It's a misdemeanor. Joke of the week number three. Kudos to Bob Barker, who got close to 100 without going over. I only hope the last thing he heard was not, come on down. Let's a joke of applause for all of the smiles and positive efforts Bob Barker laid on the world for 99 years. Yeah, that's why we did that joke. It's kind of fun, but that was everywhere, and there's our salute. Here's joke of the week number four. Picture this. A pandemic is unleashed by ticks that live on and around the mouths of alpacas, and global chaos ensues. The disease wipes out 99% of humanity, and the desperate survivors are forced to live in
a post-alpaca Elliptic wasteland.
Boy, Dave. Attaboy, Dave. I hope you enjoyed it. Let's go to joke of the week number five. My friend is dating a really unpleasant girl called Rosemary. I don't know what he sees in her. Couldn't resist that one. Here's number six. Woman writes to Dear Abby. Dear Abby, my son is a strapping 265-pound star linebacker at our local college, and yesterday when I got home from the grocery store, I found him prancing around in one of my dresses. What should I do? And Abby wrote back, well, first of all, you need to go on a diet. Hey now, let's be nice. Here's joke of the week number seven. You know, 97% of people are stupid. I'm glad I'm in the other 5%. Joke of the week number eight. Hey, Dave, I'm going to join that group that observes fields of grain.
What group is that?
Wheat Watchers. Speaking of food, here's joke of the week number nine. I went to a restaurant that serves breakfast anytime, so I ordered French toast during the Renaissance. Speaking of food, here's joke of the week number 10.
In the following scene, Dave Hannett will portray a man working at a butcher shop, and John Williams will star as a customer.
2 pounds of ground beef, please.
Sorry, we only sell kilos now.
Okay. 2 pounds of kilos, please. Speaking of food, here's joke of the week number 11. Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota notes that during the business of food, Steve Alexander mentioned bananas are the most popular fruit in the world. Yep. But I read that they're not going to grow bananas any longer.
They're not.
No, Dave. They say they're long enough already. See how that works?
Yeah.
If you can come up with another way to do the, they're not going to make them any longer joke, send it on in.
But we didn't really need to do the last two lines. The joke is the setup.
Mike from the Twin Towns notes that during the business of food, Steve Alexander mentioned bananas are the most popular fruit in the world. But I read they're not going to make bananas any longer.
That's it.
You're right, Dave. What's the hat say, Steve Alexander? What does the hat we're wearing today say?
What a difference a Dave makes.
Here's joke of the week number 12. I was walking home from work yesterday, Dave, and saw a guy dragging a clam on a leash.
What was that all about?
Oh, you know, he pulled a muscle. I kind of like that one. Got a couple more for you. Here's number 13.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray an ant walking, or crawling, into a bar, and John Williams will star as the bartender.
Give me a cold beer.
Sorry. Whoops. My bad.
Cruel.
I think I like that one a lot. Here's number 14. Richard in Northbrook says to become a better conversationalist, ask people questions that will allow them to talk about themselves. Here's a sample conversation starter I like to use. Hey, what the hell is your problem? Just as the spammer is calling in. What are the chances? Okay, one last one for you this week. Here we go. I got beat up by six dwarves last night. Not happy. All right, let's pick a joke we like. Hey, they got better as we went today. Bob Kessler says the joke of the week
is... It was
is,
really strong right off the bat. What's your name?
What's your name?
The one where he says, "What's you know, we have the same name. Oh, really, what's yours? I mean, that's great.
It's the same as mine.
Right, it's hysterical.
Dave Ennett, which one do you like, please?
I like pull the muscle.
Yep. I love the image of that one, too. That's an excellent choice. Bob Kessler's, or rather, Steve Alexander's going to go with...
I don't know what he's seasoning her.
That one made me kind of laugh, too. I like the ant in a bar. And so we've kind of spread our votes around today. Nobody's going to take a majority, but we've randomly selected a name. I'll announce that in a minute. And we'll do another new batch for you starting Monday morning a little after 10. Actually, it'll be a replay, I think, Monday for the holiday. And we'll be back with a new batch on Tuesday.